new year and a brand new decade. Just making sure this is on a brand new decade. Not just a year, but a decade. Okay? Let me help you with this tonight, okay? 2019 is over.
Yeah, it's gone.
2019, this thing must be set up for a fidget. 2019 is in the past. Whether it was a good year, a tough year, a bad year, a great year, a miserable year, an incredible, awesome, out of this world year, it doesn't matter. It's all over. All you got of that is the memories, okay? Hopefully, the majority of those are pleasant memories. We're here tonight to talk about this new decade, the decade of 2020 and on, okay? I'm excited about it. I tell you, I just feel like tonight I've just began to live again. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah.
Well, it's not all about feelings, but it helps. You know, the Bible said a merry heart doeth good better than geritol. Or it said medicine, so I just kind of broke it down into your colloquialism. It's better than geritol, okay? A merry heart doeth good better than medicine. In the chapter two chapters later, I was reading it this week, and it said, he that hath a merry heart has a continual feast. I don't know about y'all. I kind of like a feast every now and then. He said, if you got a merry heart, you can have a feast every day of your life. Amen. It's the challenging, as I addressed it this morning, the challenge is to move us from complaining to praising. I don't know what it was over the Christmas holidays. I just said something. I don't know what it was. And my children are very akin. They've heard the word since they were very young. They would go out of the house when they were like in the first and third grade listening to Brother Copeland, I mean, or Creflo Dollar. They heard it. They went to church. They were heard it in prayer. They heard it in their youth. I mean, they just heard. Our kids know this. They know the word. And they'll speak it out, and they will rebuke us if they see us kind of drifting from what they've been raised. And so this over the Christmas holidays, I don't know what it was about. And Danielle said, "Dad, quit complaining. You sound like an old person." I immediately quit complaining. Oh, yeah. What's the deal? You go to a gas tank and now you got to put the card in. You got to put your code in. You got to put your zip code in. You got to say, do you want a car wash or not want a car wash? Do you want a receipt or not want a receipt? I mean, there is like 10 things where it used to be you just flip the thing up and pump the gas. Is anybody else where I am tonight? Let me go ahead and finish this complaining. It's the same way with these new gas cans. I hate the new gas cans because you have to put the gas in there and you have to push it down till it opens up the nozzles. Does anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? I have found the answer. They just sent me a deal and it says universal fit for all gas cans and you just pour it in there. Don't have to worry about nothing. So I'm quit complaining tonight. I'm just going to get me some more new ones. Amen. It's a challenge for us not to want to complain. Church is not like it used to be. They're not singing the songs like I like. They were a little loud this weekend. I thought they should have done this a little bit more, okay? And we're constantly in that mode, and we need to realize this is the Lord's house we're in. We need to honor it, and let me tell you, we honor it personally. Amen. Am I excited about everything that's going in the church world today? By no means. But I learned a long time ago, don't get down on something that God's up on.
Amen.
And the church is the only hope for America. It's not the Republicans. It's not the Democrats. It's not the White House. I mean, the only hope is God's house. Yeah. Amen. That's the only hope for America. And that hope is within this wall, the walls tonight, okay? So we're going to move on into a new decade, whether you want to or not. Now, you can stick in 2019 or you won't. You can tell how great it was, how bad it was, how sorry it was, how miserable, how awesome, and on and on and on. But I want to tell you, it is over. Look to someone right beside you and say, don't you know it's over?
It's over.
It's over. And not only is it over, but I'm over it. I'm over it. So tonight, last night, it must have been, you know, like 10:30 and then like 1:30. I don't know what the deal is. The Lord just kind of wakes me up and begins to stir my heart. And I'm thinking, God, what is the deal? Angels asleep or something? Jesus is somewhere else? I mean, what is the deal? You want to talk to me at 1:30 in the morning, but you know, I never complain. Thank you, Lord, that you talk to me. I listen. I'm hearing what you're saying. I want to hear what you're saying. Amen. I don't care what time it is, Julie. I'm going to listen to God. If I have to, I'm going to get up and go to my study and write things down. I have done that so many times, okay? 10:30 last night, I was awakened, and the Lord began to speak to me about this decade that's coming up. These next 10 years, especially right this year, especially 2020. Okay? 2020. What, when you say 2020, what does that mean tonight? When you hear 2020. Yeah.
Don't have to wear glasses.
Yeah. It means back when you was 10 years old. You know, no, it doesn't. And I look around, we got a lot of people wearing glasses tonight. Obviously, you don't have 20/20. There's stigmatisms, and I'm not an optometrist. I don't know what's going on here, but I just know I've got mine right here, and I only use them to read with, okay? And I'm getting better and better. I mean, Charlene, the Lord's helping me. Amen. The Lord is helping me, Karen, that there are times I'm just reading, even and I don't even have my glasses on. I'm going to help you tonight. But you say, I'm getting older, it's a new year and I'm getting older. Listen, don't act like it. Don't act like that anymore. Don't act your age, act your shoe size. Amen. See, if we're not careful, as we age, and I turn 64. This upcoming March, I thought, wow, 64. I'm thinking, I don't know what that looks like now. A bunch of you can tell me what that looks like because you've already hit that one and you went beyond a long way, some of you, you know. But I don't know what it looks like. But it's going to be great. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be awesome. Because I'm not talking about a number 6-4. I'm talking about God's grace. I'm talking about living in faith every day. I'm talking about living in prayer, living in the Word, living in victory, living in the glory, living in His power, living in His anointing. But if we're not careful, as we get older, we start, well, you know, I'm losing my hearing or I'm losing my eyesight. I want to tell you, we need to quit talking about the things we're losing. Was so alarmed this year. I'll say this in re-recording, so I'm going to be careful. And thank you guys. The last night we were here, the money y'all gave was from, you took care of my rental car. Thank you for that. And then we had extra monies and we had great offerings come in at the end of the year. We want to thank you so much for that, okay? And we rented a car purposely because I felt like I had 3 missions on my hands to do. And so I left out of Mobile early Sunday morning and I drove to a church and the people there, they built this whole church. Basically, they said for us to pastor this church. It's an amazing building, amazing people. It's out in the country. It's a beautiful edifice. Awesome. I mean, major, hundred. I don't even know how many thousands and thousands of feet they have built. It was bittersweet. It was bittersweet because I had not been there in 10 years. I was in the foyer standing and I seen someone coming and are looking and they got closer and I realized, well, that's, oh my, that's, And she got right in front of me and she said, You're more than welcome to go into the sanctuary. I said, no, I'm fine. She said, well, who are you? And I told her, Darlene, it was bittersweet. It was bittersweet for me. Bittersweet. And then I was privileged to go into some homes and have lunch. And I went and visited with the pastor emeritus and his wife. And maybe someone called me and said, well, how was the trip? I said, it was a bittersweet moment. Because I realized, number one, Julie, I had been gone too long. And a lot can happen. I mean, a lot can happen overnight. A lot can happen in 10 years. Okay? I'm here to tell you tonight. Can I help you with something tonight? I'm going to give you the example of Moses. The Bible said that Moses, we're going to talk about him tonight. The Bible said Moses, when it come time for him to be buried by God himself on Mount Nebo. We've seen that when it was in Israel. They pointed out there's Mount Nebo right there where Moses was buried. I want to go up and see it, but they don't know where it is. Devil don't know where it is. When God buries somebody, he does a pretty good job here. I mean, he does. Moses, when he died, Larry, his eyes was not dim. Neither was his health abated. That word abated means diminishing. It was the same word that was used in Genesis when the waters abated or they descended or they went down or they diminished. His eyesight was awesome, and his health was amazing. And I'm telling you, that's the way I want to go out of here. You don't have to go out of here sick and dying. Amen? Somebody ought to get excited about what I'm going to preach tonight. Amen? Can I help somebody? If we're not careful, as the older we get, we will feel like there's no more memories for us to be made. There's no more moments to have. There's no more exciting times to be involved with. And I'm facing this with people, and I'm looking at 64, and I'm thinking, God, that is not. I have got friends that won't even go visit people their own age because they think when they go over there, boy, these people are getting old. Amen. Look to somebody right now and tell them, you're not getting older, you're getting better. Tonight, as the Holy Spirit awakened me at 10:30 last night, said, I want you to preach that this is the year of possession or possessing. Did you get that? This is going to be the year of possessing, getting back, redeeming, holding on to what is yours. Getting back maybe what you lost that was your possession, and you're going to get it back. It's going to be your possession and not the enemy's possession. Okay? So tonight, I'm going to tell the story from Deuteronomy chapter 30 here. Don't have to turn there because Don's already went to Joshua, and that's where we're going to tonight. But the story tells us that Moses, okay, I want you to remember the number 20. Okay? Because in numerology, a study of numerology and the numbers, we know numbers mean something in the Bible. The number six, man was made in the sixth day. The number six means mankind. That's why the mark of the beast will have a 666. He will be a man. He will not be some beast that comes out of hell. He's going to be sent back there or go there, but he's going to be literally a man, and he's going to win the world with his wonders. And let me tell you, we may be closer than we have ever seen tonight than we've ever been. When we're talking about the uprising in Baghdad and in Syria trying to take over that country, country, and they just bombed and killed their lead architect of all their war, just blowed him away in a drone yesterday, the American, the U.S. Army did. I'm telling you, we're on a powder keg in the Middle East. Amen? We ought to be getting excited. We ought to be getting excited because we're seeing revelation unfolded right before us, okay? Moses, remember the number 20, okay? 20. When we think about the number 20, it represents the number of redemption, 20, okay? I'm not going to go into that right now, but I want you to hold fast here because we're talking about 2020, the year of possessing, the year of vision, okay? Now, you may want to sit on your duff and not go anywhere these next 10 years or 5 years or this year. Go ahead. But you're gonna bite my dust, because I'm not gonna do this. Me and my wife, there are things we're gonna do this year. There's places we're gonna go this year. I'm telling you, we're excited. I called my kids on the first day of the year. I called Ethan, called Danielle, and I said, I want to just call and tell you that this is gonna be the greatest year of your life. This is going to be the most awesome year that you've ever seen in your entire life. I wanted my kids to know that. Amen. Should have done the same thing for years, because we're preaching, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they're saying, if that's the fact, why do we want to live for God? Why do we want to evangelize? Why do we want to do this? I want to tell you, we're living in the most exciting times of our life. And just remember, we are in the year 2020, and the Lord is coming. You may not hear it preached about very much. You may not hear sermons on it very much, but I am here to tell you that we're living in the last seconds of the last dispensation, and the Lord's time clock is about to tick its last seconds, and He's going to come get us. And this world will go to hell, and the earth will go to hell, and America will go to hell, and every other nation. But I want to tell you, we're going to be enjoying the blessings of the Lord. Listen to me tonight. Amen. I'm trying to pump you up tonight. I'm trying to excite you that we've got a brand new year. Don't say, oh me, got another year to live. Well, when you think about the alternative, my friend. Amen. We should be excited about living. We should be excited about the kingdom of God. The 30th chapter of Deuteronomy ends here. A episode in a man's life by the name of Moses. Now, we're not going to get it all covered tonight. Don't plan on it. But it ends the episode of Moses' life, okay? Are y'all ready for this? 2020 equals 40, okay? Moses had three 40s. First 40, he's in Pharaoh's kingdom, okay? Second 40, he's in the backside of a desert or living with Jethro herding sheep. Last 40, he's leading a bunch of murmuring, belly-aching, griping people. I think I'd have took the first 40 and the second 40 and not took the third one. But God called him to lead these people out of Egypt's bondage, okay? 2020 equals 40. I'm not going to go there because this evening I was in my study, or this afternoon, getting more revelation, because I'm getting ready to preach this next Sunday at Pastor Tom's about, and I'm going to title it, This is the Year of Possession, but this is my subtitle, could be the main title, Are You Tired of Wilderness Living? Because I don't know about y'all, I'm tired of wilderness living. Wilderness living, Egypt was never enough. The wilderness was barely enough. God wants to take us to Canaan, where it's more than enough. Yeah. It's time we live in more than enough. Good preaching, Brother Robert. Just pat myself on the back. You're doing good tonight, Brother Robert. You're doing good tonight. We pick up 30, the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, and God is talking to Moses, okay? And He's telling Moses, Moses, you're not, okay? Remember, on the backside of a desert in a burning bush, he gets called to lead God's people out. And he is the leader of 1.5 to 2 million people, okay? He leads them through the wilderness. We're not going to go into all that tonight. and it comes down there. The Bible says, well, let's just pick it up, okay? These be the words which Moses spake unto the children of Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea. It came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, notice, 40th year, 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him a commandment. Okay? It skips down, and here we go. On this side of Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare his law, saying, and we're at the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy. It's the very last chapter of this book. And the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, You have dwelt, we preached on this year, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. Okay? If you're taking notes tonight, maybe you want to write that one down. Time to me to move on. I've dwelt here long enough. Time for me to move on. Time for me to move out. Time for me to move in. Time for me to move on with my life. I am not going to let my past predicate what my future is. I'm not going to let hurts keep me from moving forward. And he said, you have dwelt around this mount long enough. It's time that you move out. And if we're not careful, we just keep circling the same deal, same deal, same problem, same issue, same circumstances, same thing. And all the time God's saying, oh, if you only knew what I got down the road for you. See, if you're not careful, help me now. Listen to what I'm about to say. If you're not careful, you're more prone to think about what you're going through than what you're going to. Oh, you want to talk about it? Well, look what I'm going through. Look what I'm going through. Look what I'm going through. I'm telling you, there are times when I hate to tell you I'm doing this. I will never do this to you unless you started doing this. But I'll be talking to people and they'll start telling me, woe is me. This one's dying. This one's got diabetes. This one's got dying of cancer. This one's in the hospital. This one got killed by a wreck. This one, this. And by now, I got my phone out here driving like this. I ain't listening to that no more. Yeah. There's no victory there.
That's right.
There's no joy there. And they think it's a mark of Christianity. And I'm thinking, how ignorant have we become? Ignorant because we've not read the book. We've not read the Bible. That's why we're putting forward 12 minutes of your day. We're hoping you'll commit to this. And at the end of this year, you're going to be read your Bible through. Moses, God said, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you. Take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites unto all the places nigh thereunto in the plains, in the hills, in the vale, in the south, by the sea, by the land of the Canaanites, unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the Euphrates. And here it is. Behold, I have set. And this is what the very first thing last night when I came out of my sleep, this was the word that the Lord said. Behold, I have set the land before you. Here I am, 19's to my back, and 20 is right up ahead of me. Here it is. He said, I have set before you the land. I have set it before you. Can I help you tonight? We don't know what 2020, 2021, 22, 23, 24, make the list. We don't know what it holds, but let me tell you one thing. God does. God's already been in all your tomorrows. Amen. If we get to it tonight, we're going to talk about here in Joshua. We're going to cover the base tonight about it's time to leave the wilderness.
But I love it here. I've been here 40 years. Didn't need no shoes.
No, but they're wore out.
Didn't need no more clothes.
Yeah, but they're old.
But man, we had manna. Yeah, are you kidding me? I don't know about y'all. I ain't going to want to, as great as it was that God sent, I ain't going to want to live on manna every day of my life. That's all there is in the wilderness.
until they got to complaining so much about it, and God sent them a covey of quail so big that they ate it so hard it ran out their nose. Read your Bible. It's in there. Well, I'm sorry, it did not run out their nose. It ran out their nostrils. Amen. Oh, we're going to stay in the wilderness forever. Or we're going to just be satisfied with what is going on in our life. I've got aspirations. There's places I want to go, things I want to do. When I seen the pictures of Israel in some of my holiday doings and seeing, I thought, God, I don't know about y'all. I'm ready to go back to Israel again. I mean, I feel like we need to be going there and praying over that nation. I'm telling you, they are surrounded by every despot, evil, wicked man there is. And we need to be praying for, the Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Yeah, yes. I'm ready to go again. I want to take a cruise to Alaska in September. I want to do some things this year. There's going to be great things happen for my kids this year. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm turning my back on 2019. Mm-hmm. And I've got my face set like a flint. And this is my, I don't know if y'all claim it. You claim what you want to. I'm claiming this is my year of possessing. Because here's what he said. Behold, I set before you the land. Go in and possess which the Lord sware unto your fathers. It's a promised land. How many promises of God are just laying around and never being taken, never being lived, never being garnered? The promises of divine healing, the promises of divine health, the promises of peace, the promises of prosperity, the promises of walking in the anointing. And the list goes on and on and on. Make your list. What do you want to possess this year? Maybe it's something you lost and you need to go back and get it again. If it's spiritual. Is it your prayer time? Is it your study time? Is it your witness? It's time, Melvin Bunce, for us to move on. Because there is a paradise awaiting. There is a Canaan. There is a blessed land for us. And God was telling Moses every bit of this because Moses would never see the promised land. The only way he saw it, God took him to Mount Pisgah and let him look over into it. And that's as close as he would ever get. He had spent 99% of his life, or the 40 years, 99% of what he was to accomplish was done. Maybe 95, I don't know. He got up to this and he cannot finish what God had called him to do. And for one reason and one reason only. And what was that reason? Disobedience. God said, speak to the rock. And he smote the rock. And God said, you're not going in. Not because he smote the rock. It's because he didn't do what God told him to do. How can the leader, thank you, Holy Spirit. How can the leader take the people to a place that he's never been? You're not going to go in, Moses. You're not going to lead them in. You're not going to take them in. You've led them this far. You put up there with their murmuring, their complaining, and on it goes. And he said, it is over, and I'm about to go up, and I'm about to bury you. You're going to get out of this wilderness, but you're not going to get into the promised land. And let me give you something else tonight. God is so special about what he's promised us. He said, not only to them, I wrote it down in my notes today. Let me see if it's on my last page. And I mentioned this morning, what was the age group? And I think it's in the 14th, read the 14th chapter of Numbers. And God said, let me tell you what I'm going to do. They and a one that came out of Egypt's bondage going to go into Canaan. Can I help you tonight? There was not one. There was only two people that came out, that went in. Who were they? Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb. And from those that were, are y'all ready for this? Remember I told you the number 20? For those that are 20 years and older, they're not going in. God said, I'm about to raise up a brand new generation. And they're going to be conquerors, and they're going to conquest, and they're going to obey me, and they're going to do. Let me tell you one thing. We're in a time in America that I got to be very careful here. I'm treading water right now. We really got to be careful, us, our age group, of X-ing out the younger generation. They may not look like you. They may not dress like you, but they're your grandkids. And you're going to love them. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. There's a generation not going to go in. But I got news for you tonight. Take a good look at me. If anybody going in, I'm going in. I ain't going to live in the wilderness no more. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't like the leek. I don't want to go back to the leeks, living on the leeks, going on the garlic. I mean, having a time on the onions, all that stuff. I mean, it may be healthy and it may be good. I want some milk and honey. I don't know about y'all. I want me some milk and honey. And I think, Darlene Mullins, our greatest times are ahead of us. Our most blessed times are ahead of us. Wouldn't it be great if everyone in this room, if somewhere's in the near future, that we could all take a trip together? Wouldn't that be awesome that we could read the Word and pray the Word and see the sights and have fun and have laughter instead of just sitting around watching reruns of Andy and Opie? What is the deal here? Amen. I told you, fasten your seatbelts tonight, Drew. Yeah, we're going to hit it hard again next Friday night too. We're going to go to Joshua, but we got to get Moses dead first. We ain't going nowhere with this old man. No, we ain't going with him. He ain't going to be the one that takes us in. We got to get him dead. We got to get him taken care of. We got to get him buried. I'm telling you one thing. We got to get the wilderness out of you before you can ever go into Canaan. See, we got the issue with the church today. They want Canaan, but they want to bring the wilderness with them. Yeah. I want Canaan, but can I bring my wilderness life with me? Can I bring this with me? I'm going to tell you tonight, there ain't no place in the land of Canaan for wilderness living.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Only Canaan living. On living on the bright side, the good side, the great side, the God side, the prospering side, the blessed side. I don't want anything else to do with the wilderness. If I ain't got that over to you yet, I want you to know it tonight that me and the blonde, we have left the wilderness. Amen.
Amen.
And we're on a journey, and an exciting journey. And a great journey, and we're excited about it. I'm not getting old. Just ask her. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Amen. If you got a husband and a wife tonight, turn to them right now and tell them, my, you're getting better.
My, you're getting better.
Amen. And for you that don't have, I'm praying for you to have a better half. If you want one, but if you don't want one, you all right, KB?
Me and Jesus, we got it.
You got it down. You got it down. Okay, well, don't pray for KB for the man of the hour, the man of power to come knock on her door. Y'all getting this? We got to get Moses taken care of. We got to get the wilderness taken care of. We got to get all that murmuring and complaining taken care of. And we got to get our eyes lifted up. There is a better place. There's a better time. There's a better moment that's coming for us. and we're excited about it, and it's glorious. Praise God. And I tell you, I get around some people, and I want to start feeling old, and I'm saying, man, I am out of here, brother. I'm out of here. So that's why I thank God gave us kids when we were like 16 years into our marriage. I'm telling you, when they're around, man, I'm telling you, they are keeping us young. And whenever they do get married and they have them little grandkids that I can take down to Disney World and go in all them rides that I ain't never went on, I'm just going to ask God to help me, and I'm going to ride on them, and I'm going to ride with them. I'm going to get them a dog if they want a dog. Why? Because I got great times ahead of me. I am not going to die at 63 and you bury me at 90. Stop the low life living of the wilderness, the moorlands, never having enough, murmuring. It even sounds bad. We got to get Moses in the ground, folks. Let him die. He's done what he's supposed to do. He ain't going to get them in, but he ain't going to keep them out, because God's raising up a new generation of Joshuas. Yeah. I got thinking about this today. Joshua and Caleb, they had to put up 40 years with them belly aching, complaining, griping bunch. 40 years. And you know what their reward was for Joshua? Joshua's going to get to lead them into the land of conquest. And Caleb, Caleb's going to get his mountain. Praise God. They both deserved it. They both deserved it. I'm talking about, this is our year of possession. This is our year. And I looked up that word, the very root word. It means redemption. There's going to be things we're going to redeem back this year. And that means, you know what that word redeem, it means you're going to get back something. Amen. Get back. Get you some health back. Get you some better health back this year. Amen. Get you some word back in your life. Get you some joy back in there. I mean, get some excitement. Amen. I mean, don't lose the love of your life without losing the love of your life. Yeah, you're not getting that quite then. You see what I'm saying? Don't let that spark go out. Don't let that fire go out. I'm telling you, when I see her walk in looking like a 16-year-old tonight, I'm thinking, wah, 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 wah. Amen. Amen. Come on, guys. Have you did that lately when you looked at your wife going, wah, 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 wah? Or have you looked at her and said, whew, can't wait to get them covers turned back. Could you turn them back for me, baby? My goodness. Wilderness living. Low life living. Murmuring life living. Bury Moses. He's not going to take you in. He's not going to get you to where you need to go. But there's a Joshua at your door that's saying, come on, I'm going to take you in. Joshua meant conquering. The conqueror. Oh my goodness, I can't wait till next week. We're going to talk about this next week. I can't wait to talk about, because I'm trying to get old Mose dead tonight, okay? And get him buried. Amen? Because until we do that, we never are going to cross Jordan. Okay? Remember what I read tonight? God spake to him on this side of Jordan. Now, you were with us in Israel. I mean, we're not talking about this major, mighty river. We're talking about we can walk across most places. And he's that close. Julie, I do not want to come to the end of my day. And God says, you were that close to getting it all. getting everything. You were that close. I'm not going to do it. We're not going to fall short. Miss Paula, I'm telling you, in front of all these people, it can be the greatest year of our life this year. Greatest moments of our life this year. Praise God. Mortgage paid off. Praise God. I'm believing that's coming. If we're to stay here, God, you pay the mortgage off. If we're not to stay here, sell this place. Give us a place of ministry for prayer school. Give us another house. Give us some money to live on. But I'm telling you, we are here to stay as long as God wants us to be here. It's for sale. People want to buy the land. But man, I'm telling you one thing. We are here. And we're here. Could be that Jesus comes and that'll be all right with us. He can pay it off and still give us the money that we want to live on. Because there's some places that we want to go that's going to cost us some money. I don't know about y'all. I want to take a Viking tour down the over there in Europe, down one of them little rivers on one of them Viking ships. I mean, not talking about the Norse Vikings. We're talking about the Viking cruise line, where it's like $25,000 to go on it. That's what I want to do. You thinking big? Oh, yeah, I've been thinking little way too long in the first place. I'm not talking about a little rowboat going sightseeing. I'm talking about on a balcony where I can kick my feet back and get a suntan and drink one of them things out of a coconut that we can drink. That's what I'm talking about. I love watching, I watched it the first time in a little five inch television, okay, in our room, because we couldn't have television with the people we was preaching for, but we've had a little one. It's just a little sin, okay? So we turned the lights off and we had a little 5-inch television and we watched Lonesome Dove for the first time. Oh, if you never watched Lonesome Dove, you not living. Yeah. Oh, Lonesome Dove. I said all that to say this. There was the argument between Gus and Captain Call, and finally he said, "You don't get it, Woodrow. I'm not talking about living. I'm talking about living. I'm talking about not dying, but living here." Amen. And that's what I'm trying to tell you tonight. Pass the wilderness. It's nothing but death, discouragement, darkness and doubt. Oh my. But up ahead of us, my goodness, the time of our life is ahead of us. I won't be able to sleep tonight with such great preaching as this is. I won't hardly be able to go to sleep thinking about, Canaan. I may just fall into a whole stream of milk and honey tonight and lick my way out. Amen.
You're okay. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, you finally got it. After about 44 minutes of preaching, you finally got it. Just lick your way out of the milk and honey. Fall in there and enjoy it. Amen. Put you one of them signs on the back of your motorhome, or you get you one and say, "I'm spending my children's inheritance," or whatever, enjoying it. I'm going to read something next week, okay? I'm going to read something for all those at 65 years and older. I'm going to go ahead and read it for myself because it's that good. And we all need to hear what I'm going to read next week. I think you're going to like it. Some parts you might not. I think you're going to like most of it. Because we need to be reminded as we age that we age gracefully in His grace. But in the same token, we fight it every day of our life. You puck it and you pull it and you tuck it and you hide it and you cover it up and you blow it up and you shrink it down. I mean, are you kidding me? Why? Because we just love life. We love living for God. I have no regrets. I will celebrate this year 48 years of the ministry this year. And I still get excited like a kid coming to preach on Friday night. And when I wake up one morning, Larry, and I don't want to get excited about it anymore, it's when I'll just turn the books in. But I ain't planning on doing that. See, somebody say, you're going to turn the books in? I ain't planning on turning the books in. I'm going to preach. I may just get passed out right in the pulpit or get raptured from it. Wouldn't that be great? Praise God. Father, thank you tonight. We're trying to get Moses dead that we can move on. It's the hardest thing. We're just about getting him dead. And we look out there and he's got his foot sticking out again. Trying to resurrect on us, trying to get the wilderness back in our life, trying to make us think that the leeks and the garlics and the onions are a whole lot better than the grapes and all the things that's in the land of promise. Oh God, help us to move on this year. We will not park. We will not park any longer at debt, discouragement, death. We will not park there. It's illegal for us to park there, God. We're moving on into the land of Canaan. Oh, Father, and we thank you for this tonight. And everybody says amen. Now, you turn to somebody right now and say, boy, he really means this stuff about living, doesn't he?